here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, New York City, 1945. He was a lieutenant in Vietnam, and when he came home, all he wanted to do was write, so he started writing nonfiction. The author of The Soul of a New Machine, Mountains Beyond Mountains, many more books. His most recent is Strength in What Remains, which came out earlier this year. The story of Deo, a young Tutsi medical student who survived the genocide in Rwanda and moved to New York. Tracy Kidder, who said, "You can write about anything, and if you write well enough, even the reader with no intrinsic interest in the subject will become involved." It's the birthday of novelist Catherine Webber, New York City, 1955. Her novels include Objects in the Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear and The Little Women, and in 2006, a novel, Triangle, about the Triangle shirtwaist factory fire in New York in 1911. She decided to write about the fire because her grandmother worked at the factory, though she left her job 2 years before the fire because she was pregnant with Catherine Webber's father. Next January, Catherine Webber publishes her fifth novel, True Confections, about a fourth-generation family chocolate business. It was on this day, 1954, that Ellis Island officially closed after more than 12 million immigrants had passed through the island since it opened in 1892. Today, about 40% of all Americans can trace their roots back to immigrants coming through Ellis Island. And it's the birthday of the fantasy writer Michael Ende, born on this day in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, 1929, author of the children's fantasy novel Jim Button and Luke the Engine Driver. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, My Father's Football Game. He watched each TV game for all he was worth, while swaying off guard or around end, his jaw off center. He made each tackle personally, took it personally if the runner broke through to a broken field. He wanted that hot shot down, up and around and down, hard, on the ground, now, no matter which team was which. Star backs got all the cheers. Their names came rumbling, roaring, out of grandstands from the loud mouths of their fathers. He'd show them how it felt out cold for a loss, to be speared, the pigskin fumbled and turned over. Man to man, he would smile then for the linemen, his team, the scoreless iron men, getting even. But if those flashy legs went flickering out of the clutches of the last tackler into the open, past anyone's goal line, he would stand for a moment of silence, bent, then take his bitter cup to the kitchen, knowing time had been called for something sweeter than any victory. He would settle down to his dream game against Jim Thorpe and the Carlisle Indians for Washington and Jefferson, buddy, that great year, by George, 1916, in mud, sweat, and sleet, in padding, thinner than chainmail, with immortal guts and helmets flying, the savages versus the heroes by failing light in a Götterdämmerung, nothing to nothing. My Father's Football Game, by David Wagner, from Traveling Light, collected in New Poems, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.